The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Haunted Whisper, where I, your host, DJ Whisper, will deep dive into Spanish folklore and myth. Each episode will be dedicated to a specific myth, where we will discuss the myth itself and its origin. Welcome back to episode 4 of my podcast for this week's episode of La Singuanaba. She is a shape-shifting spirit from Central America who can sometimes be heard of in Mexico. She is most famously known for her beauty and deception. Similar to my previous episodes, I would like to break down how this myth came to be and what influence this myth has on these cultures and these communities. Like every other myth and stories, La Singuanaba has been given other names. This can happen based off how people have heard of her, or specifically where, and what type of the story has been passed down generation from generation. For example, in Guatemala, she is known as La Singuanaba, and in Honduras and Costa Rica, La Sigua. In Mexico, she is known as La Sucia. And in this case, when I talk about her, I would use her name of La Singuanaba. It is said that La Singuanaba is a shape-shifting spirit that typically takes form of an attractive, long-haired woman seen from behind. She lures men away into danger before revealing her face to be that of a horse or alternatively a skull. Now we can move on to the myth itself. There's a pretty woman in El Salvador. Her name was Sihuihuit, which in the native language means beautiful woman. And she was beautiful. She had long black hair, she had soft skin the color of candy, and she had these big, beautiful eyes. Sihuihuit was very aware of her beauty appearance. She liked to be beautiful. She liked the way men looked at her. One day, Prince Yacine visited the village of Sihuihuit. Yacine immediately fell in love with the beautiful Sihuihuit. Yacine's father was Tlaloc, the god of rain, as Yacine was very important prince. Sihuihuit wanted to be a princess and accepted the marriage proposal with Yacine. Sihuihuit and Yacine got married. They lived in a beautiful palace. After a short time, they had a son. Their son was named Siptio. Yacine was an excellent husband and father. He adored his wife and son. Yacine was strong and handsome. Sihuihuit was very beautiful, and Siptio was a good and beautiful boy. In appearance, Yacine, Sihuihuit, and Siptio were the perfect family. Yacine was a prince and an important man in the region. As a prince, Yacine had responsibilities throughout the nation. He had to participate in battles. He had to visit other regions. As Yacine's wife, Sihuihuit was also an important figure. Yacine made all his decisions with Sihuihuit. He listened to his recommendations. Yacine was very much in love with his wife, but there was a problem. Sihuihuit was not in love with her husband. Sihuihuit did not go with Yacine to the battles or to visit other regions. She did not want to be with Yacine because she was not in love with him. However, Sihuihuit did not want to be alone. She liked the company of men. When Yacine was not at home, he was participating in a battle or visiting other regions, Sihuihuit would go to other men's house. Sihuihuit would spend her nights with several men when her husband was away. In addition to being a terrible wife, Sihuihuit was a bad mother. She had a son with Yacine, but she didn't spend time with her son. She was mean to Siptio. She didn't hug her son. She didn't kiss her son. She didn't have time for her son. She only had time for the men of town. She hugged and kissed the men of the town. Tlaloc heard rumors of Sihuihuit's actions. He heard Sihuihuit leave the house at night to be with other men. He heard that Siptio was alone at home. Tlaloc was worried and didn't want to believe rumors. He wanted to see the truth. Then one night when Yacine was in battle, Tlaloc visited his son's palace. As the rumors mentioned, there was no one in the house except little Siptio. The boy was alone in the house. His father was in battle and his mother was in another man's house. That Luck was very furious. He searched for Si Wee Wit in all of the houses. He finally found the woman in the house of a palace guard. That Luck killed the man and was about to kill Si Wee Wit when he had another idea. Si Wee Wit was obsessed with her beauty appearance. As That Luck decided to attack this appearance, That Luck caused a change to Si Wee Wit's beautiful appearance. That Luck turned Si Wee Wit into a monster. She had a horrible face, like the face of a dead man. That Luck also changed Si Wee Wit's name. Si Wee Wit means beautiful woman, and she was no longer beautiful. So That Luck changed her name to Si Guanaba. Si Guanaba means ugly woman. The new name represents the woman's horrible new appearance. Si Guanaba walks through El Salvador looking for her new lover. She seeks the company of a man. From a distance, she looks very pretty. She typically appears completely naked or slightly unclothed. Men who see Si Guanaba look at her long, pretty hair. They look at her smooth skin, and men fall in love immediately. Men go to Si Guanaba because they want to be with her. She causes a strong attraction. When men are near the Si Guanaba, they see her horrible face. Her eyes are red, her skin is green, and her teeth are brown. The men see that she is not the pretty woman they imagined. She's an ugly monster. But it's too late for the men. They cannot escape from the Si Guanaba, and she kills her victims. It is said that the Si Guanaba walks into the streets or is always near the water, like the legend of La Llorona. She looks for men in love, uses her beautiful appearance to capture them. It is not possible to see her face because of her long hair. And according to the legend, a man walks to the Si Guanaba and mentions that she is very beautiful and that he is in love. The Si Guanaba and the man walk into the river or the ravine. Then she finally looks the man in the eye and the man can see her face. Unlike the legend of El Salvador in Mexico and Guatemala, the Si Guanaba has the head of a dead horse. She has red eyes and decaying skin. When the man looks at the horrible face of La Si Guanaba, he is very frightened. And she says, "Yes, I am beautiful. Am I?" It is said that the appearance of La Si Guanaba is so terrible that men who look at the face die. La Si Guanaba eats their spirits and then seek out for more victims. So the overall moral of this story, of this myth, is the representation of how society uses the stories of bad women to control the actions of people. Children have to obey their parents so that they won't become victims to her, and men should not be walking alone at night, especially after drinking alcohol, or they could fall victims of La Si Guanaba. Any woman should be good to their son and to their husband, or else they'll become La Si Guanaba. This myth has a lot of versions. The version that you heard today originates from El Salvador. In Guatemala, La Si Guanaba is said to appear as a beautiful woman to lustful men, or as the wife or lover of a faithful man. The man will embrace La Si Guanaba and then realize that she has sharp claws, a pale, dead face, eyes missing from their sockets, and wrinkled green skin. In Mexico, La Si Guanaba is always seen either lying down or walking away as her face cannot be seen. She will get men to follow her into the woods, and when they are deep within, she will turn around and say, "Do I still look beautiful to you?" She will then reveal her face to be that of a horse with the glowing red eyes and sharp teeth. As you can see, and well, more here, each version is told differently, but the same details remain the same. It is said that the easiest way to avoid being killed by La Si Guanaba is not to be creepy or hit on women when, in this case, they are trying to bathe in peace. But when you take it into this time's perspective, it's like whenever they already told you no, kind of like take the hint. And if you're unable to hold yourself back, once La Si Guanaba reveals herself, her true identity, it is said that she can be scared away by pulling your hair, biting into a machete, a metal coin or a cross necklace. She can also be scared away by yelling, No te vas a ir, María, pata de gallina, three times in English. This translates to, You are not leaving crabgrass, María. One detail I enjoyed about this myth was the connection it has to Aztec mythology. The mentioning of Tetloc, the god of rain, really pushes the idea of how embedded Aztec culture and ideas is, how embedded it is into Central American culture, and how to this day little pieces of what used to be the past are still in the present. And from this, I found three similarities, three connections between the Aztec mythology and into this myth of La Cinguanaba. Number one, this whole shape-shifting. Like Aztec god, La Cinguanaba was able to change her appearance from being a beautiful woman to a terrifying monster. And it reflects on the Aztec beliefs that gods and spirits can disguise themselves and end up tricking people. Number two, punishment for wrongdoing. Like La Cinguanaba and other Aztec gods, they punish people for moral failings. And it's very interesting because La Cinguanaba was punished for failing to her family obligations. And because of this now, La Cinguanaba can punish men who act irresponsibly or immorally, similar to how Aztec gods enforce moral behavior. And number three, we have that dual nature of woman. In Aztec mythology, female deities were often both nurturing and dangerous. La Cinguanaba, like these figures, shares both of these sides, showing the powerful and sometimes vengeful roles that women have in mythology. As for the cultural significance, the myth of La Cinguanaba carries deep cultural, moral, and psychological meanings, often serving as a cautionary tale like every other myth. And they reflect on themes of gender, morality, and fear. In many versions of the myth, La Cinguanaba, as we know, appears as this very, very beautiful, lustful woman, and then reveals herself with horrible skin, the horse head, and it happens when victims start getting too close. And her transformation can symbolize how the dangerous can allure to the unknown, and how deception, the deceptive nature of appearance. And the myth also touches upon gender roles and the dynamic of male and female power. La Cinguanaba is often depicted as powerful and a vengeful figure who punishes men for their infidelity, or because they couldn't be responsible in their family obligations. And this challenges the usual portrayal of women being passive or submissive. And it just pushes the idea that if you're doing something wrong, no matter who tells you, if it's a woman or if it's a man, it's wrong. And I feel like because of how women have been portrayed, La Cinguanaba brings such a powerful feeling for women. And it's possible that for some people get strength from her and they push through and fight for what's right. And this aspect of the myth of her being such a powerful character, it can reflect societal anxieties about women asserting control and challenging patriarchal norms. And beyond the cautionary of infidelity and irresponsibilities, the myth embodies the deeper spiritual and moral lessons of the dangers of vanity, of temptation, and the consequences of staying away from your responsibilities. It could serve as a reflection of the tensions between temptations. This concludes today's episode on Haunted Whisper. I hope you enjoyed this myth as much as I did. Stay tuned for the next episode on El Silbón. Known for his eerie whistle and tragic past, El Silbón roams the nights, haunting those who dare wander too far. His story is a chilling reminder of the consequences of evil deeds and the restless spirits that seek revenge. Tune in as we unravel the myth behind this ghostly figure and the fear he instills in all those who hear his whistle. Don't miss out.